You know, sometimes, beloved, we hear a scripture so many times that it doesn't really register with us anymore. In other words, we become so familiar with it, then when we hear it, it's almost like water going off a duck's back. It doesn't affect us. So let's slow it down for a moment today and consider a scripture that many of us are familiar with, but perhaps are not being impacted by it as much as we can be and should be. I'm going to the book of Proverbs today, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Hear the word of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. There are several things here to consider, but the first one is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. God says, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Even as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You know, a lot of times the Lord will lead us to do something that makes no sense. And we have an option what we're going to do about that. When we are confronted with truth, or we're confronted with the voice of the Spirit, or we're confronted with the Lord in some way that seems to contradict our own understanding, we have to make a decision. Are we going to follow what we believe to be the inclination of the Lord? Or are we going to lean on our own understanding? I remember years ago, I was on my way en route somewhere, and I used to go this way almost every day. But on this particular day, I strongly felt the Lord saying, don't go that way today, go this way. But it made no sense to me because the way that I normally went was the fastest way. It was the way I always went. And I, as that impression was coming to me, don't go that way today, the Lord was saying, go a different way. I just heard it in my spirit. It was like a divine intuition, hearing the voice of the Spirit. It was so strong that I said, Lord, I'm going to go the way I usually go, but I'm marking this right now to help me understand whether I'm really hearing your voice. Because this is so strong right now, it seems like I'm hearing so clearly your Spirit speaking to me, telling me to go a different way, but it makes no sense. So Lord, in my hard-heartedness, I'm going to go the way I usually go, but I'm marking it because if I go the way I usually go and something ends up going wrong, I'm going to know I'm hearing your voice and I'm not going to make the same mistake again being so hard-hearted because it doesn't go with my own understanding. Sure enough, what happened? I didn't heed the voice of the Lord because it was not my understanding. It didn't make sense to me. I went with what I normally did. What happened? There was a huge accident on the road. I got delayed in traffic 32 minutes. And I said, unbelievable. I was so clearly hearing the voice of the Lord, but I didn't follow it because it went against my own understanding. Beloved, let's be open to the voice of the Lord. Let's love Him enough and let's choose faith. Because as we do, God's going to lead us into abundance that we could never experience if we're only living by our own understanding.